Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is now 7:10 here at WCCO. Welcome. You are listening to Steele Talk, and I am your host, Geralyn Steele, is what I love to do, is sit here and gab with you on Steele Talk. And so, honey, are you ready? Because we have to hold on to our seats while we try to save the country. Yeah, that's what I feel like we're trying to do, right? Oh, honey, we have a great guest coming up. Governor Arne Carlsson in just a second. Want to remind you that the Twins won today, 5-4. This was the final game of the year. Congratulations to the Twins. And of course, we will see them in 2019. Also, the Harrison Smith Show is tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30. We've been talking about this for a couple of Sundays. And this is happening at the Lone Oak Grill in Eagan, 5:30 to 6:30. Now, Mike Max and former Vikings GM Jeff Diamond will be there. A review of the Rams loss and a look ahead to the Eagles with Harrison Smith. Live on WCCO Radio at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow. All right. I don't know if you know, but on Friday morning, former Minnesota Governor Arne Carlsson wrote this on his Facebook page. Today at 11:20 a.m., Senator Amy Klobuchar had her finest hour, and all of us are the benefactors. In a thoughtful, well-researched presentation, our senator gave America a most valuable lesson in justice and civic responsibility. She spoke with passion that emanated from her heartfelt love of the majesty of law and effectively challenged the brute force tactics of the Republicans, who increasingly are becoming puppets of Trump. What is at stake in the selection of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court is the very independence of the judiciary. No one has stated that better than Senator Klobuchar. I hope someone with better technological skills will post her message so it becomes available to all. More importantly, I hope it becomes part of our civics curriculum in order that our children can debate and understand this valuable element of our democracy. Governor Carlsson is joining me tonight, and we're going to ask him why did he write that. Governor Carlsson, welcome to WCCO again.
Delighted. Delighted indeed.
Delighted to have you, sir. That is so well put. What was it about her statement? Of course, it was beautifully put. It made sense, but it moved you in a special way.
Well, I think what was important about it was the lack of inflammatory language. She posed the questions. She posed her comments in a way that I think moved people to some sort of common agreement. And by the way, it made an eminent amount of sense.
Yes, it did. And of course, common sense is not so common anymore. I am amazed, though, that you as a Republican, more of a moderate centrist Republican, really is standing strong on what our democracy is really all about. Why can't we seem to get more Republicans that are in Washington, D.C. right now to come on board with you?
Well, the Republican Party for years has been drifting away from its main philosophy. And now with Trump as the president, it really doesn't have a philosophy. It's a philosophy of survival. And what's tragic about it is that systematically we're destroying our belief and our credibility and our trust in our institutions. And we're allowing it to happen on a very gradual but steady basis. Every single institution that I can think of has been attacked by the president. And he's got a very strong, dedicated following.
So what does it mean when you attack every part of our democracy? It almost feels as though the American people, including those of us here, may want to sit back and rest on our laurels because we believe that someone is going to come and stop this madness. We feel like our leaders are going to.
There is no invisible hand that will automatically protect us. Democracies all over the world are under fire. They're under fire from the pressures of nationalism. There's a lot of resentment against globalism, and there's not much definition of what the phrase means. But it could be anything from trade or to the general feeling that I'm not benefiting, I'm not participating, therefore I want to withdraw. But you see this in France, you see it in Germany, you see it in England, and those are some of our strongest allies. So we have to recognize that democracy can be under attack here, and I believe it is.
I believe it is also, yet we don't seem to understand the importance of this. Can you give us an understanding of what will happen to America if we continue on this road?
Well, one, we cannot afford this voter turnout. People have to realize that their vote is terribly, terribly important. Two, they have to understand that democracy is not tyranny of the majority, but it's the protection of the minority. And that latter part seems to be forgotten. The attitude in Washington today is we won the election, therefore we have the right to trample. And that's precisely what happens. You take a look at the Kavanaugh review. It's a background review of the truthfulness that he presented to the committees. And as children, we're brought up by our teachers and by our parents to believe in the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But now it's being compromised. That investigation that we all applauded on Friday and Saturday appears now to be turning into one that's going to be directed or manipulated by the White House and the Senate Republicans. Once you do that, you compromise the integrity of the FBI. You compromise their ability to be true professionals. And instead of a genuine search for the truth, it takes on all the appearances of an attempted whitewash.
Will this lead us to a point of no return?
Of what?
Of no return.
No, I don't think so. I think there's going to be a strong wave. I think a lot of young people, particularly a lot of women, are really very, very upset, and they're going to participate. I hear just an endless array of stories of young people that are coming out to vote. Women that have traditionally voted Republican are saying, no, we've had too much of this. So I think there are going to be some changes and very significant changes in November. What I'm reminded of is an old story of World War II. After Pearl Harbor, our nation was decimated. We were very despondent. But at that time, it was Admiral Yamamoto who told his own superiors that I fear we have awoken a sleeping giant. Mm. And he was right. I think the sleeping giant in America is waking up. And I think we're going to see participation like we've never seen before.
I keep telling people that we do not have an electoral college that can interfere with what we want at all in this midterm election. I'm hoping that will resonate with others. Is it smart for us to remind people of that so that they know for sure when they come out to vote, if they make sure that their registration is correct, that their vote will count?
Absolutely. Well, we know it counts. We know how few votes toppled the 2016 election and how many people kicked themselves for not voting. No, every single vote counts. We saw that just on Saturday with a Republican conservative flake making an arrangement with a Democrat senator from Delaware, Cohn, and bringing about the investigation and a week's delay in the confirmation of Kavanaugh. One person, one vote, one act of courage, all has an incredible impact.
But so does being discouraged. You can
I'm
imagine.
Sorry, what?
So does being discouraged. You can imagine how many people watched this unbelievable the thing that happened. It was a disaster that happened when he was able to try to defend himself, Kavanaugh. And as we watch this happen and we see that the White House could be interfering and we see that there's a week of investigations by the FBI, but we also hear words like it will be, shortened or truncated.
Limited.
Exactly. That's the word. It will be limited. That seems like someone is tricking us, that we won't get the feeling.
To prevent us from tonight to sending emails to our members of Congress. There's nothing to prevent us from doing everything we can to elect people who will go to Washington, will represent us, and represent what the Constitution and our democracy stands for, fairness.
If there is a way that we can do that, sir, and know that it matters, I fear that there are too many of us that don't trust it anymore. You talked about democracy.
I know.
That's a challenge. So your last thoughts, if there was one thing you would want us to know before we go to the ballot box on Tuesday, November 6th, sir, what would that be?
I would be optimistic. Democracy before has been under attack. It's under attack now. Good people rose to the occasion. Good people held hands. And we all came together and we ultimately prevailed. And that's precisely what can happen in November. We must participate. We must have heart. And we must, frankly, go forward in fighting for the truth and fighting for justice and, frankly, fighting for our country.
And I pray, sir, that you, too, will vote for us to get to that point where we are fighting together. And I thank you for your service.
I'm delighted. Thank you.
All right. That is former Governor Arden Carlson. If you do not know about him, he has been he was governor of Minnesota from 1991 to 1999. He is a Republican. He is a middle of the road, we like to say, Republican. He served. He's really a beloved former governor of this state. We have had him on many times here at WCCO Radio. He has been very outspoken. He believes and stands on his principles and his values, which I think is something that's missing in the Congress that we have today. There are so few of our Congress. I'm including the House and the Senate, but particularly the Senate, because we keep hearing from them. And if it feels as though their values system that we might have heard from maybe 20 years ago, some of them have been there a long time. It's the challenge. It's disappointing when you hear what they are saying today. It's disappointing knowing when they come forward and they say they changed what they used to say 10, 20 years ago, or even in the 1990s when President Clinton was under siege with the possible impeachment. And of course, he was impeached in the House. OK, so how did they get here today? You know, I have a value statement. Do you? And if not, write it now to make sure that when you go to the polls, you stick to what you believe. You stick to those candidates who can speak to what you believe. And if you believe this country is going down the wrong direction, then this is the time. This is the moment for you to speak up. Don't sit at home and say, oh, no, my vote doesn't count. I don't want to hear about it. There's nothing about this that really matters. Don't even include me. Don't think about me. Don't call my house. Don't come by my house and don't leave any tracks or posters or anything. Don't leave any of it. I don't want anything to do with it. Well, then this is your time, your moment, and the phone lines are open for you right now. 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. Let's answer the call that former Governor Arden Carlson just said. We have to get out there and do something. What will you do? We'll be back in a moment. That's what we thought it was, right? Land of opportunity. And it has been that for so many of us. It's been wonderful being this collection of soup and of immigrants. It's really beautiful. And here we are at a point that doesn't seem like we will be able to turn back if we don't do something about it. So you heard with the former governor, Arden Carlson said, what are we doing? What have you done? The phone lines are open all the way up until 8 o'clock. We'd love to hear from you at 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. Let's go over to Julie calling in from Minneapolis. Julie, welcome.
Hi, I have a couple of ideas. First of all, I just heard the ratings are out, and before the Democrats get too relaxed about a blue wave as being a sure thing, the highest rated network was Fox for watching the hearings. And so I remember listening to some of the calls that came in to Paul and Jordana, and I heard at least six people say that they were for Kavanaugh, and some of them were women. Oh, yeah, I'm convinced he's the guy. So it's important that we people who are concerned about this democracy don't take that for granted. One idea I have, Geraldine, is talking to the millennials in your family. 4 out of 5 people under 35 did not vote in the presidential election. And so we shouldn't take that for granted. That's such an important block of people. I also had a senior citizen friend of mine who moved from Pittsburgh to just outside Cleveland, and she's worried that, you know, she's not going to be able to vote. So I'm going to follow up with her. You know, just those kinds of things, particularly talking to the young people in our families.
It is so true, Julie. Thank you so much for calling. That makes sense. By the way, I want you to know that I'm going to talk a little about what you need to do to vote. There's a lot that you can do about it, but of course, we've run out of time. We got to do a little bit of weather. But when we come back, that next whole half hour is open. The 8 o'clock first half of that hour is also open. We have a lot to talk about tonight, and we want to hear from you. 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. We want to know, do you agree with what Governor Carlson said? We do not have to be this despondent. We do not have to give up. We just have to fight for it. We have to fight for it. Democracy has always had to have us to fight for it, whether it was your generation or generations before you, ancestors. I mean, we've been in, 240 years or so? This is a big deal. It's our turn to fight. And she's absolutely right. We must go after the millennials. We must go after the children who are turning 18 before November 6th, because they, too, need to not only vote, but be informed voters. Informed. So get them hooked up. Call them. Tell them what websites to go to. Give them the material so that they know they go into the booth and they make it happen. We'll be back in just a moment. All right. Welcome back, everyone. It is now 7:34 here at WCCO. Let's make that 7:35. And the phone lines are open to you at 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. What are you going to do to help democracy live, continue to live and thrive in these United States? Let's go over to John in Fridley. How you doing, John?
Hi, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. What is your comment?
Well, a couple things. So I'm definitely a Democrat, and I'm definitely doing a lot. I'm volunteering with my local DFL unit here in Fridley's DFL Senate District 41. We're doing a lot for door knocking and a lot of other things. So, you know, there's two things to think about here when, you know, you're looking at, you know, saving your democracy and getting engaged and stuff like that. Certainly, I recommend everybody register to vote. And you can do that very easily. It sounds like you're going to talk about that, but there's a lot of ways to vote, and you always got to do that. The other thing is, if you're really concerned, turn off the news, get off Facebook, go find these candidates that you care about, and volunteer for them. Democrats especially, we are all about door knocking. That's going out and talking with people at their doors. If you're uncomfortable with that, there are other things you can do. You can help stuff envelopes, you can make phone calls. There are so many things that you can do to amplify not only your vote, but make sure that other people are voting as well. And it's not, you know, you certainly can. You know, another caller talked about talking with a family. That's certainly a good way to do it. But there are so many ways that you can plug in. And there are organizations out there that will be able to use you to make sure that not only are you seeing your voice, but you're amplifying other people's voices. The other thing is, as we go forward with this, I mean, Justice Kavanaugh and the election that's coming up, that's kind of a flash in the pan, relatively speaking. You know, we need to start thinking about this long term. This is not, you know, the things that have been happening here over the past year or two are the culmination of a lot of things that have been happening.
Oh yeah, it's been the perfect storm. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. And so, you know, after this election, after this judge is either rejected or confirmed, we need to continue. And we need to think about what we're going to do in 2019, mm-hmm. how we're going to prepare for 2020, the presidential election, and beyond that. prepare.
And those conversations are being had, John. They really are being had. It's just that we need to make sure that everybody is hearing them. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. And as you heard John say a moment ago, you have to make sure that your vote is secure. And re-registering can help. So you know how a lot of college students love to move about. This is the time for all the college students, those that had just left, you're in college, it's brand new, and you're thinking, I'm too busy, I have too much work to vote. No, you have to find out, do you have to come home to vote? Do you have everything that you need to vote on campus, if they allow that? This is the time to find out all about it. And I'm going to tell you more about it in just a moment. Let's go over to Jim from St. Paul. Hey, Jim, welcome to CCO.
Oh, yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, I want to repeat what that guy said before me about registering to vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most important thing we can do. And just think, now this goes to all the college students or people that have college loans. What's going on now with college loans? You can blame the Republicans for making it rough on college loans. And, you know, people should look into that and see who's responsible for that. Now, tomorrow, there's another thing that kicks in, and that's with health insurance. And I have pre-existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I'm petrified because I don't know what my insurance is going to cost me. And there is another thing. The Republicans promised and promised and promised that they were going to give us stuff better than Medicare or better than Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
at a less costly, and they did absolutely nothing,
yep.
except wreck Obamacare.
Yep, they said it over and over and over and over. They give us something better, and they did nothing but come in and wreck Obamacare. Exactly, Jim. Thanks so much for calling in. It's good to hear from you. All right. I also want to remind you, when I talk about making sure that your vote is secure, you have to look into re-registering, especially if you've moved. Even if you've moved apartments in the same apartment building, you'd be surprised at how many apartment buildings, the location where you vote is different. On the north side of the building, they'll go to one location, and on the south side of the building, they'll go to another. And I'm not kidding you. This is even for some of those small apartment buildings that are three floors with only two apartments on each floor. No kidding. So be sure you know that where your apartment is, where your address is, that you are registered to go and vote in the proper place. Okay, so re-registering can help, especially if you've moved, especially if you're college students. Time Magazine Online has a video that shares some tips for this. So once you re-register, be sure to check your mail, because the National Voting Rights Act requires states to send a notice by mail asking voters to confirm their address before they are removed from the registration list. I found out a whole lot from Time Magazine on this. It says notices can easily be mistaken for junk mail, by the way, if they mail it to you. So just keep checking your mailbox and read what you got. Then double check on your registration. These records are often available through the state's Secretary of State's offices. Now, we are advised to vote early or vote absentee. Because if you vote early, you will have more time to respond if there is a problem with your registration. It's frustrating, isn't it? But it's necessary that we get here. It's way too important. So don't forget. All right, let's go back over to the phone lines. And by the way, you are welcome to call in. This whole half hour is open at 651-989-9226. If you're outside of the metro area, 1-866-989-9226. What have you been doing? As the former governor, Arne Carlson, said, we have to do something to make sure that our democracy does not fall off the cliff. All right, Andrew in Woodbury is calling. Welcome, Andrew, and thanks so much for calling.
Hi, I just want to make a quick point, counterpoint actually to the previous caller. And I guess my counterpoint would be that, you know, there's a lot of claims that this is a Republican issue and this is a problem with a Republican, et cetera. This is a bipartisan issue. The main reason why we have the issues that we have regarding the student loans is because we allowed a loophole in the system to happen. And that loophole was that people that had come here that were from foreign countries that were refugees, et cetera, were enrolling into school, and they would enroll into school and get the dollars to get the money from the federal government. And then they would drop out of school and they would keep that money. and the federal government.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the refugees that are citizens here, those that have come here to live, or are you talking about those international students who come here?
What I'm referring to is that we have a major bubble that is bursting, and that bubble that is bursting as it relates to student loans and federal aid. The reason that that is bursting is because we had a major loophole that had happened when I had a next door neighbor who was in admissions for a large college system that did a lot of online. And this is a person that this is not a political by any means. This person was on the opposite side of how I generally vote. And what she referenced to me was, we have a major problem in that these people will be able to get federal student loan aid. And then as soon as they enroll into school and they get that federal aid, they will drop out of school and keep that money. And then that money is never going to be recouped by the federal government. And here we sit with this major bubble.
And you are basing that entire statement you just made on a neighbor who worked
for somebody that's an expert that is in. She lost her job over this because they had to close her branch because there was so much of this that happened where people would enroll in this school because in this college, and everybody would enroll into school. I shouldn't say everybody. That's a generalization. The problem that they ran into was their enrollment did not match because people would enroll into school, and as soon as they got enrolled and they got their federal money from the government, they would drop out of school and they would keep that money and they would use it for other things.
Well, first of all, I don't know anything about the federal government sending the student the money. No. I will look into it. Thanks for calling, Andrew. I will say this. I don't know anything about the federal government sending money directly to the student. I do have family members. I have a niece that's in college. I've had, nieces and nephews who have graduated recently. They don't send the money to the student. They send the money to the school into your account. I don't know anything about you being able to take that money out and walk away with it. I will look into that, though. I promise you I will look into that, Andrew. All right, let's go over to Tony calling in from Wilmer. Hey now, Tony.
Hello.
What is your comment?
Well, my comment is I just heard information from a former governor, popular governor, just telling me and the majority of Minnesota, CCL reaches, that our government's running over them or something to that effect. And it implored me now more than ever. I'm finally going to get off my duff here and go and tell everybody that they've got to go out and vote for Republicans because the government is not being overreaching. And I mean, it's incredible to hear a former governor say those comments. Wow. We've got to go ahead and tell people that we're doing good, and that kind of talk is, to me, toxic. So I just want to thank you for having them on and letting me know that I need to tell people, hey, we need to get out and vote Republican.
Well, I will say this to you, Tony. Yes, absolutely. Call everybody you know to get them out to vote. Second of all, if you don't know what the governor said, you said something like that, I encourage you to go to our podcast and just check it out. Make sure that you hear what the governor said so that when you call
I
all
did
of
hear
your
what
friends,
the governor said. I don't know him verbatim. All I'm saying is that he's talked negatively about our government. Did he not?
No, sir. I don't believe that he talked negatively about our government. What he is trying to tell us what I believe as well. And I'm so sorry that you don't agree with us. I do feel like our nation is in terrible trouble. And I am asking any of those moderate Republicans who love this country, who can see what is happening, that we all get together to make it better. That's what I am agreeing to, Tony. I'm not encouraging only Democrats to vote. I'm encouraging those that love this country and can see that we have a major problem. And if you can't see that we have a major problem, Tony, I'll be praying for you. So I'll see you at the polls.
I'll be praying for you also.
Thank you. I'll see you at the polls. All right. The phone lines are open for you all half hour, this half hour, 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. We are so divided that we can only pick out the pieces in conversations that is against what we say, right? What we believe. We are constantly getting articles sent to us on social media. We're constantly getting videos sent to us that say, hey, you believe like I believe. Here's an article you need to read. But step outside of that and read a little bit of everybody's thoughts, because we are a nation of thoughts. We are a nation of immigrants. We are a nation of opinions, people who care about this country. And if you can't see that we've gone too far, far too far, I don't understand that. Because it is very obvious that we have got to get it together and as a collective do something together. So as you heard our former Governor Arne Carlson say, we have to get out there and vote. We got to register. We got to vote. We have to do, put our hands to work. There is no savior, no Messiah that is coming to save us unless there's a miracle that happens. We keep waiting for somebody, anybody, any body of government to come forward and go, enough is enough. We're going to stop this madness. We have to stop the madness. And pray that God gives us the strength to make it happen. We're going to take a break, and Neil, you're next. It is now 7:52 here at WCCO. Welcome back. We are taking your calls. Our last call for this half hour is from Neil from St. Paul. We're talking about the Kavanaugh investigation as well as what's happening to our country, making sure that you get out to vote. Neil, what is your comment? And welcome to CCO.
Thank you. First, I'm a man, a married man. I'm a Christian man. And I believe, I hope the truth will prevail in this situation, whichever side sees fit to what the FBI what their investigation finds out. Now I've got to ask you this. Okay, do you think that if the FBI does a thorough investigation, 1, 2, 3 of the women, the evidence of Kavanaugh, of all this they have, which the accusations are vague at best. Ms. Ford don't remember where it was or when it was, which is kind of hard to pin something down, and I just hope the truth comes out. Okay, do you think if they do investigate this and it comes out that there is no proof, that there is nothing to substantiate their claims, will Democrats ever stop throwing people out there and trying to stop Kavanaugh to being a Supreme Court justice? And this is all about Roe versus Wade, and that all comes down to because the Democrats are sorry Trump won. And I'll hang up and listen.
All right, I appreciate that. Well, first of all, you assume that because a woman can't remember where it was or what time of day it was, that she doesn't really know anything about it. It didn't happen to her. That is not true. I can attest to that. I was almost raped myself and escaped by the, you know, hair of my chinny chin chin, as they used to say. And a lot of us didn't come out and say anything. I never called the police. I told everybody on campus what almost happened to me. And I'm grateful I escaped it, but many women don't. And it was 40 years ago. So as you sit here and you think to yourself, okay, you didn't call the police, you didn't do anything about it, does that mean that it didn't happen? Second of all, you wonder, okay, then if it pans out that these women don't want to come forward because they don't want their lives ruined, you know, we have a great way of doing that in this country. You bring people forward with their truths and all of a sudden their lives are ruined, no matter what side that's on. But it's necessary. This is the Supreme Court. It's the Supreme Court, for God's sake. We don't take this lightly. So if they do their investigation, they don't find out what they need to find out from the women that will substantiate this whole rape thing. Can I just ask you, sir, are you okay with the way that this man, his posture, his anger, his, you know, he doesn't seem to be put together. He seems to rage easily. Is that who you want on the Supreme Court? When you stand before us and tell us this is all about the Clinton conspiracy and this is all about being angry about the 2016 election, what? What does that have to do with anything? So, yes, he's in question in my mind, no matter what the outcome is. I don't want a sitting justice. on our Supreme Court who does that. Because how is he going to be a fair justice for all of us? And that's my take on it. Thanks to all of you who had a chance to weigh in tonight. Coming up, we're going to talk about some other things. The phone lines will be open for you again, and we've got some questions to ask. This is the time to ask the questions. This is the time to have them answered as best we can because we love and care about each other. All right, stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.